Pope Benedict XVI has appealed to the Pakistani government to restore full freedom to Asia Bibi, the Christian woman and mother of five children condemned to death for allegedly having broken the nation's infamous blasphemy laws earlier this month.
Oggi esprimo la mia vicinanza spirituale alla signora Asia Bibi.
On Wednesday, speaking to a crowded St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father joined his voice to that of the international community in expressing his concern for the plight of Christians in Pakistan who are often victims of violence or discrimination. He said, "Especially today, I express my spiritual closeness to Mrs. Asia Bibi and her family, while I ask for full freedom to be restored to her as soon as possible." Pope Benedict added, "I also pray for those who find themselves in similar situations, that their human dignity and their fundamental rights be fully respected."
Ed I loro diritti fondamentali siano pienamente rispettati.
The Pope's appeal came at the end of his general catechesis, during which he returned to a series of lessons on the great female figures of the Church in the Middle Ages, this week focusing on the 13th century Augustinian nun whose devotion to the Eucharist gave rise to the universal feast of Corpus Christi, St. Juliana of Liege.
Intelligent and cultured, she was drawn to contemplative prayer and devotion to the sacrament of the Eucharist. As a result of a recurring vision, Juliana worked to promote a liturgical feast in honor of the Eucharist. The feast of Corpus Christi was first celebrated in the Diocese of Liege and began to spread from there. As we recall St. Juliana of Cornio, let us renew our faith in Christ's true presence in the Eucharist and pray that the springtime of the Eucharist, which we are witnessing in the Church today, may bear fruit in an ever greater devotion to the sacrament of Christ's body and blood.
In comments in Italian, the Holy Father said that the Church is witnessing a springtime in Eucharistic devotion, particularly among young people who are finding time to stop in silence before the tabernacle to spend time with the Lord. The Pope described this as a wonderful development and specifically mentioned the Eucharistic adoration he led in Hyde Park, London, during his recent apostolic visit there. He said he hoped that this springtime of the Eucharist would spread to other parishes, particularly in Belgium, the birthplace of St. Juliana.
I invoke God's abundant blessings.
Then, taking his leave of the square, Pope Benedict XVI imparted his apostolic blessing on all those present. I'm Emer McCarthy.